Canadian Positive People Network. Financial Statements, March 31, 2022, Independent Auditor's Report. Opinion. We have audited the financial statements of the Canadian Positive People Network, CPPN, the organization, which comprise the Statement of Financial Position as of March 31, 2022, and the Statements of Operations, Changes in Net Assets and Cash Flows for the year then ended, and Notes to the Financial Statements, including a summary of significant accounting policies. The accompanying financial statements present fairly, in all material respects, the financial position of the organization as of March 31, 2022, and the results of its operations and its cash flows for the year then ended in accordance with Canadian accounting standards for not-for-profit organizations. Basis for opinion. We conducted our audit in accordance with Canadian accepted auditing standards. Our responsibilities under those standards are further described in the auditor's responsibilities for the audit of the financial statements section of our report. We are independent of the organization in accordance with the ethical requirements that are relevant to our audit of the financial statements in Canada, and we have fulfilled our other ethical responsibilities in accordance with these requirements. We believe that the audit evidence we have obtained is sufficient and appropriate to provide a basis for our opinion. Responsibilities of management and those charged with governance for the financial statements. Management is responsible for the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements in accordance with Canadian accounting standards for not-for-profit organizations, and for such internal control as management determines is necessary to enable the preparation of financial statements that are free from material misstatement, whether due to fraud or error. In preparing the financial statements, management is responsible for assessing the organization's ability to continue as a going concern, disclosing, as applicable, matters related to going concern and using the going concern basis of accounting unless management either intends to liquidate the organization or to cease operations, or has no realistic alternative but to do so. Those charged with governance are responsible for overseeing the organization's financial reporting process. Auditors' responsibilities for the audit of the financial statements. Our objectives are to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial statements are free from material misstatement, whether due to fraud or error, and to issue an auditor's report that includes our opinion. Reasonable assurance is an elevated level of assurance but is not a guarantee that an audit conducted in accordance with Canadian accepted auditing standards will always detect a material misstatement when it exists. Misstatements can arise from fraud or error and are considered material if, individually or taken together, they could be expected to influence the economic decisions of users taken based on these financial statements. As part of an audit in accordance with Canadian accepted auditing standards, we exercise professional judgment and maintain professional skepticism throughout the audit. And we focus to identify and assess the risks of material misstatement of the financial statements, whether due to fraud or error, design and perform audit procedures responsive to those risks, and obtain audit evidence that is sufficient and appropriate to provide a basis for our opinion. The risk of not detecting a material misstatement resulting from fraud is higher than for one resulting from error, as fraud may involve collusion, forgery, intentional omissions, misrepresentations, or the override of internal control. Obtain an understanding of internal control relevant to the audit to design audit procedures that are appropriate in the circumstances, but not for the purpose of expressing an opinion on the effectiveness of the organization's internal control. Evaluate the appropriateness of accounting policies used and the reasonableness of accounting estimates and related disclosures made by management. Conclude on the appropriateness of management's use of the going concern basis of accounting and, based on the audit evidence obtained, whether a material uncertainty exists related to events or conditions that may cast significant doubt on the organization's ability to continue as a going concern. If we conclude that a material uncertainty exists, we must draw attention in our auditor's report to the related disclosures in the financial statements or, if such disclosures are inadequate, to modify our opinion. Our conclusions are based on the audit evidence obtained up to the date of our auditor's report. However, future events or conditions may cause the organization to cease to continue as a going concern. Evaluate the overall presentation, structure, and content of the financial statements, including the disclosures, and whether the financial statements represent the underlying transactions and events in a manner that achieves fair presentation. We communicate with those charged with governance regarding, among other matters, the planned scope and timing of the audit and significant audit findings, including any significant deficiencies in internal control that we identify during our audit. Statement of operations for the year ended March 31, 2022. Revenues. 2022. Public Health Agency of Canada contribution, $196,317. Interest, $75. Total, $196,392. 2021. Public Health Agency of Canada contribution, $150,075. Interest, $181. Other, $5. Total, $150,261. Expenses. 2022. Project expenses. Contractual fees, $81,645. Professional and bookkeeping fees, $48,768. Peer collaborators, $30,437. Evaluation, $25,716. Materials, $7,555. Insurance, $1,809. Office equipment, $187. Total, $196,317. 2021. Project expenses. Contractual fees, $79,416. Professional and bookkeeping fees, $29,220. Peer collaborators, $3,675. Evaluation, $24,000. Materials, $10,261. Insurance, $1,705. Office equipment, $1,798. Total, $150,075. 2022. Operating expenses. Office expenses, zero. Other, nothing. 2021. Operating expenses. Office expenses, $229. Other, $140. Total, $369. Excess or deficiency of revenues over expenses. 2022. Excess of $75. 2021. Deficiency of $183. Statement of changes in net assets for the year ended March 31, 2022. Beginning of year, 2022. Unrestricted funds, $8,855. Dr. Walter Ewing Fund, $1,711. 2022 total, $10,566. 2021 total, $10,749. Excess or deficiency of revenues over expenses. Unrestricted funds, excess of $75. Dr. Walter Ewing Fund, nothing. 2022 total, excess of $75. 2021 total, deficiency of $183. Balance, end of year. Unrestricted funds, $8,930. Dr. Walter Ewing Fund, $1,711. 2022 total, $10,641. 2021 total, $10.56. Statement of Financial Position, March 31, 2022. 2022, Current Assets. Cash, $17,492. Contribution Receivable from the Public Health Agency of Canada, $19,793. Accounts Receivable, $17,591. Note, 2022 Accounts Receivable, $2,413. 2022 Sales Tax Receivable, $15,178. 2022 Total Receivables, $17,591. Prepaid Expenses, $237. 2022 Total, $55,113. 2021 Current Assets. Cash, nothing. Contribution Receivable from the Public Health Agency of Canada, $18,500. Accounts Receivable, $16,434. Note, 2021 Accounts Receivable, $3,500. 2021 Sales Tax Receivable, $12,934. 2021 Total Receivables, $16,434. 2021 total, $37,493. 2022 current liabilities. Bank indebtedness, nothing. Accounts payable, $44,472. Deferred contribution from the Public Health Agency of Canada, nothing. Note, changes in deferred contributions are as follows. Balance, beginning of year, $15,543, plus, amount granted in the year, $180,774, less, amount recognized as revenue in the year, $196,317. 2022 balance, end of year, nothing. 2021 current liabilities. Bank indebtedness, $127. Accounts payable, $11,257. Deferred contribution from the Public Health Agency of Canada, $15,543. Note, changes in deferred contributions are as follows. Balance, beginning of year, nothing. Plus, amount granted in the year, $165,618. Less, amount recognized as revenue in the year, $150,075. 2021 balance, end of year, $15,543. 2022 net assets. Unrestricted funds, $8,930. Internal restriction, Dr. Walter Ewing Fund, $1,711. Note, the Dr. Walter Ewing Fund was established to honor the memory of one of the organization's founding members and one of its first members of the board of directors. The fund allocates dedicated financial resources to support the participation of CPPN members at community-based events, meetings, conferences, workshops, symposia, and more. 2022 total net assets, $10,641. Grand total, $55,113. 2021 net assets, unrestricted funds, $8,855. Internal restriction, Dr. Walter Ewing Fund, $1,711. Note, again, the Dr. Walter Ewing Fund was established to honor the memory of one of the organization's founding members and one of its first members of the board of directors. The fund allocates dedicated financial resources to support the participation of CPPN members at community-based events, meetings, conferences, workshops, symposia, and more. 2021 total net assets, $10,566. Grand total, $37,493. Statement of cash flows for the year ended March 31, 2022. 2022 operating activities. Excess, deficiency, of revenues over expenses, $75. Net change in non-cash items related to operating activities. Contribution receivable from the Public Health Agency of Canada, minus $1,293. Accounts receivable, minus $1,157. Prepaid expenses, $2,322. Accounts payable, $33,215. Deferred contribution, minus $15,543. Grand total, $17,619. 2021 operating activities. Excess, deficiency, of revenues over expenses, deficiency of $183. Net change in non-cash items related to operating activities. Contribution receivable from the Public Health Agency of Canada, minus $15,978. Accounts receivable, $6,605. Prepaid expenses, $409. Accounts payable, minus $21,579. Deferred contribution, $15,543. Grand total, minus $15,183. 2022 investing activity. Net change in term deposit, zero. 2021 investing activity. Net change in term deposit, $2,000. 2022 increase, decrease, in cash and cash equivalents. Increase of $17,619. 2021 increase, decrease, in cash and cash equivalents. decrease of $13,183. 2022 cash and cash equivalents, deficiency, beginning of year, deficiency of $127. 2022 cash and cash equivalents, deficiency, end of year, $17,492. 2021 cash and cash equivalents, deficiency, beginning of year, $13,056. 2021 cash and cash equivalents, deficiency, end of year, deficiency of $127. Cash and cash equivalents consist of cash and bank indebtedness. Other notes to the financial statements. Statute and nature of operations. The Canadian Positive People Network was incorporated without share capital as a not-for-profit organization under the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act and, as such, is exempt from income tax. The organization is a national independent network by and for people living with HIV and HIV co-infections who advocates for better services for the community, while focusing on barriers to prevention, care, treatment, and support, on research and on knowledge translation and exchange. Significant accounting policies. The organization applies the Canadian accounting standards for not-for-profit organizations. Use of estimates. The preparation of financial statements requires management to make estimates and assumptions that affect the reported amounts of assets and liabilities and the amounts recognized as revenues and expenses for the periods covered. Actual results may differ from these estimates. Revenue recognition. The organization follows the deferral method of accounting for contributions. Restricted contributions are recognized as revenue in the year in which the related expenses are incurred when the amount to be received can be estimated and collection is assured. Donations are recognized when received and other revenues are recognized in the year received or receivable if the amount to be received can be estimated and collections assured. Contribution receivable. A contribution receivable is recognized as an asset when the amount to be received can be estimated and ultimate collection is assured. Financial instruments. Initial measurement. The organization initially measures its financial assets and liabilities originated or exchanged in arm's length transactions at fair value. Financial assets and liabilities originated or exchanged in related party transactions, except for those that involve parties whose sole relationship with the organization is in the capacity of management, are initially measured at cost. Subsequent measurement. The organization subsequently measures all its financial assets and liabilities at cost or amortized cost. Financial assets measured at amortized cost include cash, contribution receivable, and accounts receivable. Impairment. For financial assets measured at cost or amortized cost, the organization determines whether there are indications of impairment. When there are, and the organization determines that a significant adverse change has occurred during the period in the expected timing or amount of future cash flows, a write-down is recognized in operations. If the indicators of impairment have decreased or no longer exist, the previously recognized impairment loss may be reversed to the extent of the improvement. The carrying amount of the financial asset may not be greater than the amount that would have been reported at the date of the reversal had the impairment not been recognized previously. The amount of the reversal is recognized in operations. Capital assets are expensed in the year they are purchased. Cash and cash equivalents. The organization's policy is to present bank balances, including bank indebtedness with balances that can fluctuate from being positive to overdrawn, under cash and cash equivalents. Contingencies. Other indemnification agreements. In the normal course of operations, the organization signs agreements whereby funds are provided for the execution of projects which are subject to restrictions as to the use of the funds. The funders can execute an audit of the financial records of the organization to ensure compliance with the project requirements. If amounts to be reimbursed are identified, the necessary adjustments will be recognized in the year they are identified.